Welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo here with producer Chad Ellis in studio. Bo Matthews, my co-host, is a little under the weather and he is practicing proper social distancing and taking all the precautions that we're supposed to take right now. And so he is not here this week. Bo has been sick for about a month. So I don't think he has the coronavirus, but unless he's had it for a month.
Yeah, probably be dead by now.
Right, but he's still doing the right thing, and he's taking a week off. So hopefully Bo will be feeling better and back in studio with us next week. This week, joining us in studio for the entire show, with Bo being out, Mike McCleary from Intervine, one of the great sponsors of this show. Of course, the makers of the flashlights and the lanterns and the batteries and all that stuff that we'll talk about here in a little bit. You've heard us talk about Intervine many, many times on the show. Mike's going to be here for the whole show. Great to see you.
Hey, Tony. Chad, good to see you guys again.
Yeah.
Great to see you.
We're going to talk to Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory, get him on the line here in just a second. But first, we'll talk about this throughout the show, but how are things at Intervine? I mean, coronavirus, obviously. What's going on with that? And just in general, how are things at Intervine right now?
Yeah, you know, things are going great. Not like one of those people who like to capitalize on anything. It's not the case at all. You kind of seen all the charities we give away.
By the way, if Bo was here, he would be talking about, he was blown away. He had that poker bash, that charity event that he was doing a couple weeks ago, and you guys donated a bunch of stuff, and he was just like, he was blown away at the huge gift basket that you guys sent. There was so much stuff.
You know, we love supporting, especially law enforcement. And Bo's a big supporter of them. So we put together, you know, a basket full of tactical flashlights, batteries, lanterns, anything we can do to help them out. If you're listening, you're a member of law enforcement, reach out to us. We will always try to help out and support you guys for everything you do, especially right now. You know, you guys are on the front line of this. You can't call in sick, you know, or it's not easy to do that right now. So we're always there for you. But, you know, like you said, Tony, business is actually going really good for us because people know that they need to be safe, protected, take care of their families. We are huge proponents of that. So if you want to make sure you have plenty of lanterns, flashlights, battery, whatever it is, we want to make sure you guys got that, always helping out. And I'll throw this out there. Anyone who's having trouble financially, if you feel like you can't afford to buy something, shoot us a message. You know, we're there for you. We love the community. The listeners here. So anything we can do to make things easier and take a little bit of stress off people's life, we will help and do what we can.
Well, if the 50% discount is still working, which I hope it is because I've been talking about it.
Well, it is.
Okay.
And something else special.
And we've got an announcement coming up in a little bit. So, yeah, if you can't afford it, shoot a message like he said, but at least right now there's a 50% discount. That might even be changing here in a minute. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But instead of stocking up on things like toilet paper, why don't you make sure that you have some more important things right now and make sure you have a good new working flashlight or lantern or the batteries. Batteries in all different sizes, it's always good. I mean, we have so many things in our house with the kids and then, you know, the technology remotes and all that stuff. We have so much stuff that runs on batteries. So it's always a good idea to make sure that you have a good amount of that. And you guys sell batteries in all different sizes. And right now at 50% off, and we'll come back to that here in a few minutes. Right now, let's get Aaron into the conversation. Aaron Tarlow from Southern Armory joins us every week at this time. Speaking of another business that is really booming right now, Aaron, every time I see a story about the gun industry right now, it seems like there is a run on firearms. Is that what you guys are seeing at Southern Armory? And could you kind of let us know what the truth is in those stories right now?
Yep, that's going to be pretty accurate. It has been very, very busy. That is probably an understatement. We are having issues keeping up with inventory. We're still taking special orders, so those are obviously welcome. That's a good way to get a firearm. The thing with ammunition, you were trying to, you know, stock up for the summer to go shoot some matches, trying to come into Southern Armory, buy cases, and take advantage of our case discount. Not the time to do that. We've instituted box limits like all the other stores in St. Louis, just so everybody can get a little of something. Yeah. So The wholesalers have jumped on board with raising prices. So we've seen the average price of 9mm go from box or like $13-14 up to 20, and then the last shipment we got in it was 25 because the wholesalers had raised the price wholesale to $19 and change. So
no pun. Well, maybe pun intended. What was the trigger that started this run? Like when did the line get crossed and people were like, okay, I need to go get a gun or get ammo for my gun? Was it just coronavirus in general? Was it when schools started closing? Was it when flights started getting canceled? Like, what was that line, if you can kind of identify it, that sort of started this run on guns and ammo?
So I had a few things. I've been following the coronavirus actually since December with some other guys that are in the fire service with me. And we were like, hey, we start talking about this. We started scrolling back through our texts, and it was December. It was the first time that we had shared an article and really started discussing it. Maybe it had been discussed in person prior to that, but first we documented time in text messaging and in instant messaging through Messenger on Facebook was in December. And we had discussed several things like, China shutting the country down. It's spreading to Japan and South Korea and then down into Australia. And then at that point, we're like, this is uncontained. This is going to make it to America. We were really, really late on shutting flights down. So the West Coast got hit before the East Coast and way before the Midwest, because all the international flights coming in from the Asia Minor countries, they come in through your LAs, your San Francisco, your Seattles. And so when you look, those are the areas that have really been affected and hit the hardest. As it made its way through Europe, Asia Minor is going to be your Italy's, your Greece, your Turkey. Then we shut down flights coming in from the east. So then we started seeing numbers rising in the east, and we're like, well, it's here. This is not going to get contained. And the assumption, at least on our end, was, imports are going to stop. So you look at the firearms industry, and a lot of these firearms are imported.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, are made here, absolutely. Ammunition, depending on, what brand it is, it's made in the Philippines, it's made in Mexico, it's made elsewhere.
What about in China? Because, China, and we're kind of having this war of words with China. They are mad about Trump saying it's a Chinese virus, and Trump's mad because they said that the U.S. military planted this, and and Trump said, well, maybe we should start charging you more, and China said, well, maybe we won't send you any medicine. Like, it's been this thing.
Yeah.
And is there a good chunk of ammo or firearm accessories or parts or anything like that that comes from China that would, if this whole thing just kind of keeps going, that you could see either higher prices or something weird with that? Or is China not a big part of the firearm industry?
China is not a firearms importer. Norinco was their firearms arm, and that is no longer allowed in the United States. So Norinco is kind of a collectible firearm. They've made copies of 1911s and M1 Grands and AK-47s, and they're a popular collectible, and they do fetch a higher price because the market is fixed. So as far as accessories, they make substandard. I'm sure there's going to be butt hurt now. They make a substandard grade flashlight, laser, and accessories. And for anybody that's bought one, so they're going to be like, mine's great. It's just as good as the Surefires, the Streamfires, the Phoenixes. And then I'm going to say, no, it's not. And we've had literally people come in and say, hey, I shot this and the flashlight blew out. I shot this, the laser blew out. And
You know, then I go and I immediately look to see what brand it is. It's some brand I've ever heard of, manufactured out of China. And I say, yeah, they're probably using inferior parts, and they're importing it into the United States under the guise of airsoft. And airsoft does not jive with actual firearms because of the percussion. So I don't see it really as a great loss, except you're going to lose some inexpensive. I use the word inexpensive, but my wife gets on me for using the word cheap. You're losing some cheap accessories, some cheap parts that were really never intended to go on firearms in the first place. So,
gotcha.
So that's kind of the story with that. The wholesalers are blaming the cost increase on the importation limitations and bans, and that's from ammunition to firearms, and everything is stuck in ports on ships or in customs. They're essentially waiting for, assuming what if there it is contamination with a virus, for that to die.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at these wholesalers, and there's just not much there. There's American-made stuff there, but it does go quick, and business has been very brisk. We're talking 20,000 rounds of 5.56, and that was, you know, kind of what I was tracking. And your 5.56 is what shoots out of your AR-15. Just tons of cases of your 9mm, 40, 45, 380. If you are a 357 SIG shooter, a 10mm shooter, this is your time to shine, because that ammo is out there, and it's in a plethora of stores. It's in a plethora of wholesalers in large quantities. And it's similar to, and this is for people who have been in kind of the shooting world a while, right after Sandy Hook, there was a massive run on guns, and all this ammunition dried up. Your 22 long rifle and your 9mm and your 223 and your 5.56 and your 308 and your 38 and your 357, and it's the same thing. It's just literally a repeat. And during that time, I switched to 10 mil and 357 SIG, because that was the ammunition that was readily available.
So, Aaron, before we run out of time, I want to remind people that go to the Southern Armory Facebook page, because Aaron's always putting a lot of good information up there, answering questions. And, of course, you know, we're going to get back to normal sometime, and you can always watch good videos about cleaning firearms and building guns and all that cool stuff. So make sure you get a lot of information there. But, of course, also the website and the store. For people that don't know exactly where you guys are at, how can you find Southern Armory?
Yeah, so Southern Armory is located at 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44, and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
And that is Aaron Tarlow. Aaron, thank you so much for your time and info today, and we'll talk to you next week. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
One thing.
Sure.
So social media, Southern Armory, and then Second Amendment News Radio, or Second Amendment News Podcast, but I'm thinking 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks, industry's back to normal.
Yeah, I hope so.
If
this thing happens so, you know, it's just like, it's a different world in a week. So it's just incredible how fast things can move, and hopefully at some point it moves fast back to normal, you know?
Yeah, back to normal. So if you're just trying to get into firearms, if this is your wake-up call to saying, hey, maybe I should be prepared, you know, the old friends on the internet are charging outrageous amounts. You know, $2,000 for the AR-15, that was $500 or $600. So just wait, you know.
Yeah,
I have not seen any civil unrest in any of the countries. I have not seen utilities go out, that is electric, water, sewer.
Right.
Been tracking this for a while.
Yeah,
so.
And nobody's closing grocery stores. You know, you're going to be able to get your food. You're going to, you know, your water's going to work. Your power's going to work. Yes. Yeah, so.
There's been a mess to the supply chain. Like I said, 4, 6, 8 weeks in there. Things overall, farms industry and petroleum industry, grocery industry, back to normal.
Yeah, good stuff. Aaron Tarlow, check him out at southernarmory.com and go out and see the store. Aaron, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week, and who knows? It could have changed completely again. So we'll see. We'll talk to you then.
All right. We'll be here. Thanks,
you bet. Bye. You bet. All right. We got to take a quick break. Mike McCleary from Intervine is in studio filling in for Bo Matthews. He's sticking around, and we're going to talk to our friends at Osage County Guns, get their perspective on things. We get back. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Hello and welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo in studio with producer Chad Ellis. Bo Matthews is practicing proper precautions. He's a little bit under the weather, so he is not here today. But as I mentioned in that last segment, one of our great sponsors, Mike McCleary from Intervine, is in studio with us, going to be here for the entire show. Intervine, you hear me talk about them every week. They make the brightest, longest lasting LED camping lanterns and flashlights and headlamps available. Great customer service. 4.9 out of 4.9 out of 5 seller rating on Amazon.
I'm still upset about that 0.1. We're going to get there.
I know, that's awesome. And local family owned business. Love that. Not only can you stock up on the flashlights and lanterns and all that good stuff, but batteries in all different sizes. And I'd way rather right now be stocked up on batteries than toilet paper. I'm just saying. We mentioned in the last segment, and I've been talking for a couple weeks about the unbelievable 50% discount that you have been offering people, listeners to Second Amendment Radio. If you go to intervine.com and use my name, Tony, as your discount code, you can get 50% off your entire purchase. But you said you have a new deal. So we are going to be talking to our friends from Osage County Guns here in just a minute, but I want to roll out this new discount you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, so first off, we are absolutely extending the 50%. Never did that before. We're going to carry it on right now. We know people are struggling.
That's
so
amazing.
By the way, I tell my wife, her name's Tony, that the discount's for her. So
hopefully she's not listening.
It's for you. But yeah, so you can use Tony on intervine.com or go to intervine.com/Tony. That'll take you straight to Amazon and also automatically give you 50% off.
Some people prefer to shop on Amazon, so do it that way. Go to intervine.com/Tony. It takes you to Intervine, or it takes you to Amazon, but the 50% off is still there.
Absolutely. So now, what we want to do, so we've been thinking a lot over the past couple of weeks, like with everything going on, again, we realize people are struggling, and even 50% might, you know, kind of be a struggle for some people. So what can we do to help? Luckily, we purchased a lot of inventory because we kind of foresaw something happening maybe in the future. Not this, but we knew like maybe some kind of like economic downturn at some point. So we have plenty of inventory. So we're going to take advantage of this time to do a little market research. We want to see what people like to search for, what they like to buy. But we're going to do that exclusively for the listeners of the show and of 97.1. And in order to do that, we're going to offer people the discount's going to be free. And I'm not joking. It's a real deal. So we are going to offer up free products for people. Now, we don't have all the details worked out, but basically right now, what will happen is we're going to be gathering a list of our VIP customers. Anyone who listens to the show is a VIP customer. And then in the next 7 days, we'll be emailing people a way to get free products. It's going to involve going to Amazon, buying our products there, and then we will be reimbursing you 100%.
Holy cow.
The purchase here. So this is going to be a win for our customers, and it's going to be a win. Like, I'm always completely upfront with this. We're going to do some research on how people search for our products and buy. So we'll have some instructions in the email. We want you to go to Amazon, look for, you know, a tactical flashlight, look for a camping lantern. When you find ours, buy it. And then all you got to do is shoot us a receipt, and then we're going to be reimbursing people 100%. It's a true win-win for us. We're using our best customers to do some market research, and you guys are going to get free products. We will be limiting it.
Yeah.
We can't give away free products for the entire time. So at some point, we'll have to cut this off. But the way to get on that list right now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Shoot us an email at VIP@intervine.com.
VIP@intervine.com. Intervine. Intervine starts with an I.
Exactly.
So you know. Yeah. VIP@intervine.com. Shoot an email.
And let us know that you want to be on the list. And within the next 7 days, we'll be reaching out to everyone on the list.
And you'll get free stuff.
Free stuff. Yeah. Now, next month, I don't think I can beat the free stuff promotion.
Ooh, no kidding.
You know, unless we're going to give people money on top of it. But that's going to be limited time. Again, we're going to do a little research. We're happy to help people out. We got plenty of inventory. We stocked up for this because this is our big time. You know, storms are coming. People want to get outside. So this will be a huge win-win for everyone. And we're happy to offer that only for your listeners here.
That is amazing. So email VIP@intervine.com. Get yourself on that list and get free stuff. Flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all of it.
Absolutely.
God, that's great. Fantastic. Cool. We will, Mike's here for the rest of the show, so we'll continue to talk about that as we go through things. Right now, I want to bring John and Jake, John Dawson, Jake Fair from Osage County Guns into the conversation. Great to talk with you, fellas. I know you couldn't be here today because, as we've been talking about, it is an extremely busy time in the firearms industry. What is happening out there at Osage County?
I would say that that's an understatement.
Yeah. So tell us about it right now. What are you guys? How, like, it's crazy, right?
Yeah. So number one, we're exhausted. So if we sound a little off today, that is the reason. I would say the best way to describe this is we're basically being crushed. So in terms of both retail volume of customer flow purchases and on the internet side, everything's at near record levels. On the internet side, we're absolutely seeing records in order volume. We sold out of nearly all of our ammunition 9mm, 40-45. We sold two or three pallets on our website on Saturday in the matter of like 2 hours. In the retail store, kind of same situation, stuff was going out the door faster than we could even keep track of it. And it's just been completely insane. There's no other way to describe it. The volume of firearm sales is spiking heavily, but so is, ammunition and parts and magazines.
So what are people saying? What are your customers saying? Like, what is the reason? What are they? I don't want to use the word fear. I don't want to say what are they afraid of, but what are they, sort of planning against? Is it like people think that there's going to be martial law? Does people think that they're not, everything's going to be closed? Like, what's the inspiration, if there is kind of one central one that you guys have been able to sort of glean from your customers?
The most reoccurring comments from most customers as they come in are protection. And I think there's some misconceptions, at least in my mind, but there are people out there that are concerned about looting. People that aren't able to secure enough if they have to literally get, quarantined to their house for 2 to 3 weeks and they don't have enough supplies to maybe make that, desperate times and people can do some desperate things and not always make the best decisions.
Right.
And so, I think some people are just ensuring that if anybody does try to break into their house or do anything, that they can protect their families and the stuff that they have. I can't say that.
Yeah.
I agree or disagree with it.
No, not at all. I mean, it's always a good idea to be, to protect your family and protect your stuff. I was just curious because I'm wondering what is the, what's the inspiration behind this? And so in kind of that same vein, is there any particular, obviously ammo, John, you just mentioned ammo is one of the things that's flying off the shelves. Is it a particular type of fire? Is it handguns, for home protection, that sort of stuff? Does there seem to be one type of product that is also very popular right now?
It's been interesting. You've seen a kind of a progression. In the first right beginning, it was 9mm ammo and 9mm handguns. Mm. It quickly transitioned into, more ammo, but it went into AR rifles. And what I'm seeing mostly now are people that don't really have any guns or have thought about buying an AR for a while, but just kind of kept putting it off. And now they feel that right now is the best time. I've had multiple customers come in who have never owned a firearm. And now we're seeing shotguns start to pick up quite a bit. Where people are buying, a shotgun and a handgun, and they've never owned a gun before. People that have, again, been on that fence to buy an AR for whatever reason, and now they think it's a great time to pick one up. So,
sure. Hey, Joe, really, this is Mike here. Good to talk to you, by the way.
It's Mike. Yeah, this is our Mike from Intervine is here, and he had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, John. So, as someone who has not made that leap yet into purchasing a firearm, I know you mentioned a lot of people out there are probably making the decision. What's that process like? Is it scary? Is it easy? Is it hard? Or, what would happen if someone like me were to decide to walk in and decide right now is the time that I want to get my first firearm and learn how to do it?
It's a, to some extent, it might be just a hair overwhelming, depending on how busy the store is around you. You know, we opened up today, and we actually opened up 30 minutes early because there was already multiple cars in the parking lot. So we figured let's accommodate the customers that are already here. You know, but there are a lot of factors to consider, from, you know, the specific purpose of the firearm to the type of ammunition, cost of ammunition, you know, your capabilities, the amount of time that you're going to spend practicing and training with it. Those are all factors that, you know, would be taken into consideration when choosing a particular firearm. And, you know, our staff is definitely happy to work with you and our customers to try to help find the right firearm. However, there is absolutely a sense of urgency, unfortunately, right now. The other thing that we're seeing, which is a factor in the consideration, is that the number of delays on the background checks is increasing heavily. Historically, you know, we might see 1 in 5 or 1 in 10 delays. Now we're seeing roughly, I think, about 50%.
Jason, wow.
So 50% of the transactions go delay because NICS isn't staffed to handle the volume of total firearm sales that are happening across the country.
Yeah, I can't imagine. The pressure on the system has to be completely unprecedented. Is the situation with ammunition right now akin to the situation with toilet paper? Like, is it literally like you can't get any and you have to, hopefully you're in the right store at the right time when the truck shows up and then it's going to be gone again in 5 minutes? Or is it not quite that bad?
It's actually worse.
Wow.
So, because the supply chain on toilet paper, from what they're telling us and what we're seeing, is that it's being restocked. On Monday, the complete supply chain from manufacturer to distributor to dealer was completely cleaned out. So there is none left in the supply chain. The manufacturers are ramping up production, but, you know, there's a lead time for that. And even internally here, we realized because of our internet order volume, we had to start scurrying to order essentially a surplus of shipping supplies. So tape, padded mailers, boxes, things that, you know, we had a month or two supply on are now expected to last only 1 to 2 weeks. So, you know, all areas logistically are being taxed. Even to the extent where the order volume on our website was so high, our integration to our back-end software temporarily broke because of there were so many orders that came in. So we were having to pull data manually, which is just, you know, more work.
Yeah, that is incredible. So is there any, like, is there any help on the way? Are they, you know, is there a time that you see in the future where they're going to be able to catch up? Or as long as this pressure is on, it's just going to be extremely slim pickings?
The more the pressure stays, the longer it's going to take to recuperate from this, you know, rush of madness. So right now, talking with the ammo manufacturers, and having been on that side of business before, you know, we're probably 6 months to recover. And people are, you know, even some of the ammo manufacturers are laying on extra shifts to try to crunk, you know, just push out as much ammo as they can. They're going to start allocating it. So, you know, even if I had 100 cases on order, I may only see 5 at a time to try to spread their, you know, spread shipments to everybody. Instead of, you know, just overloading, you know, 1 or 2 people. The problem, you know, and we love our customers, but we're kind of creating our own problem by doing these mass hoards and these mass purchases where we're depleting.
I mean, it really is like the toilet paper situation. It really is that. It's like you don't need that. You don't need 5 cases of toilet paper.
We're not getting invaded by another nation. So if you've got a couple hundred rounds, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
And with groceries, with toilet paper, with ammunition right now, we're really our own worst enemy because we're going in such a panic buy mode.
Yep.
That we're causing it to be, my business for ammunition is going to be horrible for the next 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, right.
Because
exactly.
People are buying more than they need, then they're going to sit on it, and then they're going to either not shoot it or shoot it, and it's going to take me a while to get resupplied.
Yeah, we were actually talking about that at the break, Mike. You were mentioning that about the toilet paper situation.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
In the long run, this is going to be bad for that industry.
Exactly. I mean, unless you are out there shooting rounds every day practicing, you're going to be sitting on this inventory unless you're in the bathroom doing what you do. You're going to be sitting on this inventory of toilet paper, and there'll be a big downstretch.
Yeah, you won't need any for months because you've got so much of
it. So my question would be, what about the people that don't know how to store all the ammunition and things that they're buying? Because that's what I was thinking about with the food and stuff. A lot of the stuff has an expiration date. And I know with ammunition, if you don't store it the proper way, it's basically...
It can go bad.
A waste of buy.
Yeah.
Well, ammunition, as long as it's in a controlled environment, you're good. You know, I wouldn't keep it in your garage where the temperature flux and the humidity back and forth all the time. If you've got a basement,
I bet some people are though. I bet some people are keeping it in their garage.
They will. I mean, people that are burying it in their backyard in cardboard boxes.
Oh,
it's not going to work, guys. you know, it just kind of depends on what people are doing. But you know, it's nerve-wracking for sure, and there's some questions on. Nobody's got 100% the facts of what's going on. So there is some nervousness out there, and everybody should be a little nervous just because we don't have 100% true facts of what's going to happen and what the future entails. But at the same time, you know, by this, we're hurting our economy a little bit for the next 6 months. I've got ammo galore on order, and I ordered it back at the first of the year before any of this was coming. So it just depends on when those manufacturers can get it out. And once they ship it, we'll get it. And once we get it, we'll sell it. Just people are going to have to be a little patient and, you know, just sit down, relax.
Right. Yeah. The store, your grocery stores aren't closing. Your power's not getting turned off. We were talking about this in the last segment. Look, it's weird right now. It's weird and it's not fun. There's not a lot of positives, but it's not to that level where we need to be hoarding up like society is going to collapse. So we're going to take a quick break. We have John and Jake from Osage County Guns on the line. We have Mike McCleary from Intervine here in the studio with us, and we've got more to talk about. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Just the same. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo in studio with our producer Chad Ellis and Mike McCleary, our sponsor from Intervine, the local family-owned company that makes the brightest, longest-lasting camping LED flashlights and lanterns and headlamps available, also batteries, is in studio with us today because Bo Matthews is not feeling well and he's taking proper precautions, so he is not here. We rolled out a really Mike rolled out a really unbelievable offer from Intervine that we're going to touch on in a second. I also want to remind you about our two podcasts, and this is a great time to be listening to the Second Amendment Radio podcast, going back maybe if you have some time to kill and listening to older episodes. We release two podcasts a week. We release the show podcast actually before the show even airs. So the show airs on Saturdays and Sundays, of course, but you can get the show on the podcast on Fridays. And then on Mondays, we release the podcast exclusive. It's some content that you can only get there on that podcast. You can get our podcast in many, many places, but I think the best place to get it is the radio.com app, which is free. Download the app. You can stream the station 24/7. You can rewind live radio with the rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and all the shows on the radio station. So go and check that out. We have John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns on the line with us, and we've been talking, guys, about this run, probably unprecedented. You guys have been doing this a while. Have you ever seen anything that even comes close to what we have seen with this coronavirus reaction and the run on ammunition and firearms?
Yeah, it's close, I would say, to Sandy Hook. The difference for us is that when Sandy Hook happened, our business was much different. We didn't really stock a lot of small parts and accessories. We mostly focused on firearms and ammunition. And now with our online, you know, portion of the business being so large with wide, you know, ranging diversity of inventory, it was easy to handle back then. You know, we were selling in some instances, 200 to 300 guns a day, which were actually easier to handle for shipping purposes than, you know, hundreds and hundreds of small, you know, one and two item orders, which is really what's overwhelming us. So
same thing though. Ammo, you know, was immediately just out of stock. And AR-15s and high capacity handguns went really fast during Sandy Hook. We've been in a really good inventory position, as we've mentioned on the show over the prior months, and we've been loading out huge amounts of inventory. I mean, it's been coming in, you know, some single days, you know, 1 to 2 pallets worth. So we've been insulated from a lot of the outages, except for ammo. On firearms, we're still stocked. You know, some models of AR-15s, we had 20 to 30 units of a single model. So even those though are selling. So it's been interesting. One thing I should mention is that, you know, due to the, I would say kind of a change in the way this virus is spreading and it is getting worse. We've made the decision to close our retail store down starting on Sunday. So, I think this show will air on Saturday and Sunday. So,
yeah.
We will be closed on Sunday. We'll be open on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're listening on Saturday, you can, you know, try to come in before we close. But what we are doing is we're allowing customers to continue to shop on our website, mm-hmm. and they can place an order. If they buy a firearm, we can make arrangements with them, and we'll call and schedule a time for them to come in to do the background check and get it transferred. We could also do the same for accessory and ammunition orders if there is any ammo still in stock.
Yeah.
The point is we're trying to minimize the exposure of our staff just because we know that the virus is continuing to spread. And with the huge amount of foot traffic, we just don't want to take a chance of our staff and their families getting sick.
Sure. Smart move. And I'm glad that you are letting everyone know that, so people understand before they, you know, drive out there. But make sure you just check out Osage County Guns on the web, osagecountyguns.com. Any idea how long that closure, you guys have a tentative date on how long you're thinking?
Yes. Yeah. So we've scheduled initially for 2 weeks, which is obviously it has to be fluid. So starting on the 22nd should be the first day that we'll close. We're anticipating on staying closed and through Sunday, April 5th. So that's 2 weeks. We'd reopen on Monday, April 6th. And we do have messaging on the header of our website. It goes to a kind of a status page. And with any changes that might take place, we will keep updates posted there. But I think 2 weeks is a good number to start with. That's what a lot of other companies are using as their initial benchmark.
Yeah.
And then as we evaluate the safety, you know, we'll adjust. But the good thing is that, you know, we are even able to ship orders locally. So if somebody just doesn't want to drive, if it's not a firearm, accessories and ammunition, they can buy it on our website and we'll ship it to you. That way you don't have to make the drive and take the risk yourself.
Right. And you know what? I don't mean to harp on the ammunition thing, but there's a lot of people out there that, you know, just don't quite believe it. They just think like, okay, I get it. There's a big run, but I can probably still find, you know, what I need. Right now, if you walk into Osage County Guns while you guys are still open, or any other firearm store, gun store, if you think you're just going to walk in and buy a box of ammunition, it's probably not going to happen, right?
So it's getting slim. We've still got some select hollow points on order or in stock.
Yeah.
On Monday, I called my Sig Sauer rep and checked their inventory levels with our relationship. I thought, well, that's my best shot. They did have a sizable amount on order, so I have about 75 cases of ammo coming from them. Unfortunately, it has not shipped yet. They had probably across all calibers between handgun and rifle, I think they probably had somewhere in the range of like 3 to 6,000 total cases of ammunition on hand. We ordered 75 just because their ammunition is expensive. It's premium.
Yeah.
But I called them the next day thinking maybe I should have ordered a little bit more, and everything, there was none left.
Wow, that
so
is.
They cleaned out, and now they're trying to ship out probably 2 months or 3 months worth of orders on ammo.
I would say that if you are in the need for some ammo, I would look outside the norm of 9mm and 40 and 45.
Yeah.
If you have a 10mm, you'll still find some ammo. If you have a 30-30 lever action rifle, 45-70, you need some 6.5 Creedmoor for your hunting rifle. We've got some 243, 270, 300 Win Mag. If you need 9mm,
you're in trouble.
You're at 5.56, 300 Blackout. You're good luck.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right now it's pretty much all non-existent. Obviously, as soon as we get a truck more, we'll put it up there for sale.
For sure.
I would look at, if you've got multiple firearms at the house, I would look at another go-to gun, especially in off calibers, and try to find ammo for those.
Good information. John and Jake from Osage County Guns, I know you guys are crazy busy. We'll let you guys get back to it. Thanks for everything that you do for the community. Thanks for everything you do for us here at the radio station, and we'll continue to check back. And a big piece of information there: on Sunday, Osage County Guns is going to close for a couple weeks, so make sure you're doing all your shopping on the web at osagecountyguns.com. Guys, we'll talk to you real soon, and who knows? It could be things change fast. So who knows what it'll be like when we talk to you next time, but I certainly look forward to that. Thanks, guys.
Stay safe, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, you bet. While we still have a few minutes left here on Second Amendment Radio, we've got Mike McCleary from Intervine.com. You rolled out an incredible special in the last segment. We have the 50% off discount still happening if you use my name, Tony, as your discount code. But there's an opportunity for Second Amendment Radio listeners to get free stuff from Intervine. Could you tell us about that one
more
time?
Free stuff, yeah. So one of the things that we're trying to do right now is help our listeners out, help your listeners out, because they are a huge part of our business. And also, we're going to take advantage of this time, do a little market research. And so what we want to do is offer free products to 97.1 listeners, especially Second Amendment listeners. All they need to do, Tony.
We're on Camo X now as well.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so yeah, that tiny little footprint.
Yeah, and Camo X listeners.
Forget about
yes,
that. That's crazy.
I know.
So all they need to do.
On both stations.
Shoot us an email at VIP. At intervine.com, intervine.com. We're building a list right now. It's going to take us a few days to get this all in place because there's a lot of moving parts in this. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're interested in the free offer. We'll have an email sent out to everyone in the next week here, show you exactly how to go out to Amazon and get a free camping lantern, free flashlight, free headlamp, free batteries, whatever it is you're looking for. We'll have some limits in place because we can't give away everything for free. But as much as we possibly can to help people out, we're going to be doing that probably for the next 2 to 4 weeks at least. And that really will help everyone out. And again, if you're also law enforcement agencies, any kind of first responders, always shoot us an email. If you need something, you're in need of any kind of tactical flashlight or any kind of lighting gear, we'll help you out. We're there for you. Any members as well, shoot us a message. We want to be there as much for people during this time.
That's amazing stuff. VIP at intervine.com. INTERVINE is how you spell Intervine. VIP at intervine.com. Shoot them an email, and it's your opportunity to get free stuff. Flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all of it. What a great offer. Thank you so much for rolling that out. I mentioned the podcasts at radio.com and everywhere else that you get podcasts. The Second Amendment Radio podcasts are available on Fridays and Mondays. The Monday is the podcast exclusive. And Mike McCleary from Intervine is going to be the star of that exclusive podcast. So make sure you are downloading that. Check us out on the radio.com app. And thank you for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. For Bo Matthews, who hopefully will be back next week and feeling better, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys back here next week. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Tony Colombo in studio with our producer Chad Ellis and Mike McCleary, our sponsor from Intervine, the local family-owned company that makes the brightest, longest-lasting camping LED flashlights and lanterns and headlamps available, also batteries, is in studio with us today because Bo Matthews is not feeling well and he's taking proper precautions, so he is not here. We rolled out a really unbelievable, or Mike rolled out a really unbelievable offer from Intervine that we're going to touch on in a second. I also want to remind you about our two podcasts, and this is a great time to be listening to the Second Amendment Radio podcast, going back maybe if you have some time to kill and listening to older episodes. We release two podcasts a week. We release the show podcast actually before the show even airs. So the show airs on Saturdays and Sundays, of course, but you can get the show on the podcast on Fridays And then on Mondays, we release the podcast exclusive. It's some content that you can only get there on that podcast. You can get our podcast in many, many places, but I think the best place to get it is the radio.com app, which is free. Download the app. You can stream the station 24/7. You can rewind live radio with the rewind feature, and you can download the podcast of this and all the shows on the radio station. So go and check that out. We have John Dawson and Jake Fair from Osage County Guns on the line with us, and we've been talking, guys, about you know, this run, probably unprecedented. You guys have been doing this a while. Have you ever seen anything that even comes close to what we have seen with this coronavirus reaction and the run on ammunition and firearms?
Yeah, it's close, I would say, to Sandy Hook.
Okay.
The difference for us is that when Sandy Hook happened, our business was much different. We didn't really stock a lot of small parts and accessories. We mostly focused on firearms and ammunition. And now with our online, you know, portion of the business being so large with wide, you know, ranging diversity of inventory, it was easy to handle. Back then, you know, we were selling in some instances, 200 to 300 guns a day, which were actually easier to handle for shipping purposes than, you know, hundreds and hundreds of small, you know, one and two item orders, which is really what's overwhelming us. So same thing though, ammo, you know, was immediately just out of stock. And AR-15s and high capacity handguns went really fast during Sandy Hook. We've been in a really good inventory position, as we've mentioned on the show over the prior months, and we've been loading out huge amounts of inventory. I mean, it's been coming in, you know, some single days, you know, one to two pallets worth. So we've been insulated from a lot of the outages except for ammo. On firearms, we're still stocked. You know, some models of AR-15s, we had 20 to 30 units of a single model. So even those though are selling. So it's been interesting. One thing I should mention is that, you know, due to the, I would say, kind of a change in the way this virus is spreading and it is getting worse. We've made the decision to close our retail store down starting on Sunday. So, I think this show will air on Saturday and Sunday. So,
yeah.
We will be closed on Sunday. We'll be open on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're listening on Saturday, you can, you know, try to come in before we close. But what we are doing is we're allowing customers to continue to shop on our website, mm-hmm. and they can place an order. If they buy a firearm, we can make arrangements with them, and we'll call and schedule a time for them to come in to do the background check and get it transferred. We could also do the same for accessory and ammunition orders if there is any ammo still in stock.
Yeah.
The point is we're trying to minimize the exposure of our staff just because we know that the virus is continuing to spread. And with the huge amount of foot traffic, we just don't want to take a chance of our staff and their families getting sick.
Sure. Smart move. And I'm glad that you are letting everyone know that, so people understand before they, you know, drive out there. But make sure you just check out Osage County Guns on the web, osagecountyguns.com. Any idea how long that closure, you guys have a tentative date on how long you're thinking?
Yes. So we've scheduled initially for 2 weeks, which is obviously it has to be fluid. Starting on the, looks like the 22nd should be the first day that we'll close. We're anticipating on staying closed and through Sunday, April 5th. So that's 2 weeks. We'd reopen on Monday, April 6th. And, we do have messaging on the header of our website. It goes to a kind of a status page, and with any changes that might take place, we will keep updates posted there. But I think 2 weeks is a good number to start with. That's what a lot of other companies are using as their initial benchmark.
Yeah.
And then as we evaluate the safety, you know, we'll adjust. The good thing is that, you know, we are even able to ship orders locally. So if somebody just doesn't want to drive, if it's not a firearm, accessories and ammunition, they can buy it on our website and we'll ship it to you. That way you don't have to make the drive and take the risk yourself.
Right. And you know what? I don't mean to harp on the ammunition thing, but there's a lot of people out there that, you know, just don't quite believe it. They just think like, okay, I get it. There's a big run, but I can probably still find, you know, what I need. Right now, if you walk into Osage County Guns while you guys are still open or any other firearm store, gun store, if you think you're just going to walk in and buy a box of ammunition, it's probably not going to happen, right?
So it's getting slim. We've still got some select hollow points on order or in stock.
Yeah.
On Monday, I called my Sig Sauer rep and checked their inventory levels with our relationship. I thought, well, that's my best shot. They did have a sizable amount on order, so I have about 75 cases of ammo coming from them. Unfortunately, it has not shipped yet. They had probably across all calibers between handgun and rifle, I think they probably had somewhere in the range of like 3 to 6,000 total cases of ammunition on hand. We ordered 75 just because their ammunition is expensive. It's premium.
Yeah.
But I called them the next day thinking maybe I should have ordered a little bit more. And everything, there was none left.
Wow, that is...
they cleaned out, and now they're trying to ship out probably 2 months or 3 months worth of orders on ammo.
I would say that if you are in the need for some ammo, I would look outside the norm of 9mm and 40 and 45.
Yeah.
If you have a 10mm, you'll still find some ammo. If you have a 30-30 lever action rifle, 45-70, you need some 6.5 Creedmoor for your hunting rifle. We've got some 243, 270, 300 Win Mag. If you need 9mm,
you're in trouble.
You're at 5.56, 300 Blackout. You're good luck.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right now it's pretty much all non-existent. Obviously, as soon as we get a truck more, we'll put it up there for sale.
For sure.
I would look at, if you've got multiple firearms at the house, I would look at another go-to gun, especially in off calibers, and try to find ammo for those.
Good information. John and Jake from Osage County Guns, I know you guys are crazy busy. We'll let you guys get back to it. Thanks for everything that you do for the community. Thanks for everything you do for us here at the radio station, and we'll continue to check back. And a big piece of information there: on Sunday, Osage County Guns is going to close for a couple weeks, so make sure you're doing all your shopping on the web at osagecountyguns.com. Guys, we'll talk to you real soon, and who knows? It could be things change fast. So who knows what it'll be like when we talk to you next time, but I certainly look forward to that. Thanks, guys.
Stay safe, guys.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. While we still have a few minutes left here on Second Amendment Radio, we've got Mike McCleary from Intervine.com. You rolled out an incredible special in the last segment. We have the 50% off discount still happening if you use my name, Tony, as your discount code. But there's an opportunity for Second Amendment Radio listeners to get free stuff from Intervine. Could you tell us about that one
more
time?
Free stuff, yeah. So one of the things that we're trying to do right now is help our listeners out, help your listeners out, because they are a huge part of our business. And also, we're going to take advantage of this time, do a little market research. And so what we want to do is offer free products to 97.1 listeners, especially Second Amendment listeners. All they need to do, Tony.
We're on Camo X now as well.
That tiny little footprint.
Yeah, and Camo X listeners.
Almost forget about that.
That's
crazy.
I know.
So all they need to do.
On both stations.
Shoot us an email at VIP. At intervine.com, intervine.com. We're building a list right now. It's going to take us a few days to get this all in place because there's a lot of moving parts in this. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're interested in the free offer. We'll have an email sent out to everyone in the next week here. Show you exactly how to go out to Amazon and get a free camping lantern, free flashlight, free headlamp, free batteries, whatever it is you're looking for. We'll have some limits in place because we can't give away everything for free. But as much as we possibly can to help people out, we're going to be doing that probably for the next 2 to 4 weeks at least. And that really will help everyone out. And again, if you're also law enforcement agencies, any kind of first responders, always shoot us an email. If you need something, you're in need of any kind of tactical flashlight or any kind of lighting gear, we'll help you out. We're there for you. Any members as well, shoot us a message. We want to be there as much people during this time.
That's amazing stuff. VIP at intervine.com. INTERVINE is how you spell Intervine. VIP at intervine.com. Shoot them an email, and it's your opportunity to get free stuff. Flashlights, lanterns, headlamps, batteries, all of it. Just what a great offer. Thank you so much for rolling that out. I mentioned the podcasts at radio.com and everywhere else that you get podcasts. The Second Amendment Radio podcasts are available on Fridays and Mondays. The Monday is the podcast exclusive. And Mike McCleary from Intervine is going to be the star of that exclusive podcast. So make sure you are downloading that. Check us out on the radio.com app. And thank you for listening to another edition of Second Amendment Radio. For Bo Matthews, who hopefully will be back next week and feeling better, and our producer, Chad Ellis, I'm Tony Colombo. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys back here next week.